Today is a big day for Kylie Wicker. When you ask her about what's going to happen, her little face lights up with a big smile. She then rattles off a list of things she likes to do at school that will soon become easier to do.
And I think I could probably draw a little bit more easier with it, write my name a little easier, and do the bar a little easier.
The it she's referring to is a prosthetic hand made from a 3D printer. This 9-year-old from Roscoe was born with a rare deficiency. Wicker's left hand has no fingers that extend outward. Here's her mom, Sharon.
It pretty much just from a lack of blood flow, it prevented the hand from growing fully.
After getting used to life without a fully grown left hand, Kylie Wicker will soon say goodbye to many of the inconveniences caused by this birth defect. Later today, she will formally receive the 3D prosthetic hand made by students at Boylan High School in Rockford. Reflecting on the years leading up to this moment, Sharon Wicker says the inconveniences haven't been the big problem.
There's just small things from time to time that can be frustrating, but pretty much she finds a way to do everything that every other, kid does. How this actually came about was more frustrating was the staring. It wasn't so much of what she can't do, it's more of the looks and the comments and stuff that were starting to get to her that made us start to search.
A traditional prosthetic hand can cost tens of thousands of dollars. That results in sticker shock for most people. Plus, there are the battles with insurance companies to get the necessary coverage. And experts say younger kids eventually outgrow them. Deciding it may be better to seek out a standard device for Kylie down the road, her parents began searching for alternatives. They then saw a video of a hand that came from a 3D printer. This prosthetic made of plastic parts can cost as little as $5. The discovery prompted Jeremy Wicker to see if any area high schools had a 3D printer. After he reached out to Boylan, it took no time at all to learn that a prosthetic hand was being made for his daughter. Here's how he describes it.
Almost like Legos, and then they just all work together with bolts and pins and cables.
The plastic fingers respond to wrist movement, giving Kylie Wicker a new way to perform tasks, along with a new lease on life. Stories like this one are popping up all over the globe. Dr. John Scholl is the creator of Enable, an online global volunteer network for 3D printed prosthetics. He tells the story of how this movement got started.
Richard Van Az, a South African carpenter, had an accident and cut fingers off his hands. He found a prop maker in Washington State named Ivan Owen, who was a puppeteer. And together, they developed a 3D printable mechanical hand.
That provided a blueprint for others to make new hands using 3D printers.
Basically, it's a glue gun that is connected to a little robotic arm, and it just lays down layer by layer of material to build up a solid 3D object.
Now, organizations and volunteers are helping create these devices for people who don't have access to a standard prosthetic. Others benefiting from such devices include amputees from war-torn countries. Scholl says a big challenge right now is coordinating efforts and collecting enough donations to meet the demand. However, those challenges mean little right now to Kylie Wicker, who is simply happy to add to the list of things she'll be able to do with her new left hand.
Probably try jump rope. Peel a banana.
Okay.
I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.